What type of clientele is this really fundamental to their business?
Sure. So, look, not everybody wakes up every day and thinks about how do I manage my documents, but let's be honest, paper is everywhere in our...
What got you into this business?
It's a great question. So if I go back to how in the world this all began, the first real exposure I had to document management problems was actually in Iraq.
Who are some of the people that you've done business with as by way of business type where they need it and they don't know they need it?
But when it comes to not knowing, I think what we've seen happen quite frequently is it's easy to just put things in a storage building or a storage unit and forget about them.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it, you're busy. But it only takes 2 seconds, and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now. I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Cozwort, and today we have with us Shannon Bibby. He's with DeSoto Shred. Shannon, good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right. Tell me a little bit about yourself and about DeSoto Shred.
Sure. So I've lived here in the area for a little over a decade now. Love DeSoto County. And when we first moved here for my corporate work, wasn't sure how long we'd be here, but we fell in love with the area. And so along the way, my wife and I have had the opportunity to invest in some business opportunities. And one of those that we've brought to life here in DeSoto County is DeSoto Shred, which is a full-service document management business. And we're really excited to grow our small business here with our local chamber members and others in the community.
Well, that's great. So document management business.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you were to put that in front of 20 people and ask them, what is that? If they weren't in the industry and they didn't already do business with you, some would have questions like, what is a document management business? And,
right.
And what type of clientele is this really fundamental to their business?
Sure. So look, not everybody wakes up every day and thinks about how do I manage my documents? But let's be honest, paper is everywhere in our society, in our businesses, in our homes. And while we've moved a lot of things to all electronic and digital, the reality is there's as much paper as there ever was. In some cases, there's even more paper. If you just go out and do some research on how many printers are sold in our country, they aren't printing on the air.
That's right.
So paper is part of our lives. And given the risk of fraud and identity theft and those types of things that have arisen over the last couple of decades, the ability to maintain those documents, especially when you are in business, you're dealing with customers with confidential information, or even in your homes, when you've got confidential information, financials, things like that, that you're putting onto that paper, it's really important that you make sure they're disposed of properly, they're managed properly, disposed of properly. So the first thing that people think of on our name is DeSoto Shred. So yes, we shred paper. It's a big part of what we do. But there's a lot more, especially in business and in government, there's a lot more things that are required. You have to keep certain records for a certain period of time. The larger the organization gets, the more complicated that gets. And what our business is designed to do is to assist those organizations or people in their homes even, with making sure that your documents are managed right, on time, and that when it's time to destroy them, they're destroyed properly, thoroughly, to make sure that we're keeping all that information away from the people that we don't want to have it.
Sure. So what got you into this business?
It's a great question. So if I go back to how in the world this all began, the first real exposure I had to document management problems was actually in Iraq. So I was deployed in 2011, as we were withdrawing the large presence of U.S. military there. I was a company commander. I was stationed at Joint Base Balad. And my units, one of my unit's responsibilities was managing the withdrawal of U.S. personnel, equipment, and our assets out of the country. So after, 8 years of war there and hundreds of thousands of soldiers having rotated in and out, you would be absolutely amazed at how much paper had been accumulated. And so back to the need to to manage documents. If you manage documents properly over time, you don't end up with a big mess at the end. And so, unfortunately, that didn't happen. And we were there to clean up the mess. And we had to clean up the mess because we were leaving. And we couldn't, of course, we couldn't leave information there that was going to fall into the hands of people we didn't want to have it. So we had to manage through the process of either packing and moving out thousands of boxes of documents, or we had to destroy them in place. It was a lot of work. And it was really hard. And so it stuck with me. So fast forward a few years, I'm here in South Haven. I was offered an opportunity to run a large distribution center for the company I worked with at the time, and my family and I moved down here. And one of the first opportunities to prove myself as a new director in this large corporation was to do well on my external audit. Right. One of the areas that the auditors are looking at is your document management. Sure. And lo and behold, turns out my predecessor wasn't doing a very good job at this. And so we needed help. And so we called upon the company we were contracted with at the time that did document management. And we needed their help. We asked for their help repeatedly. And unfortunately, they never delivered. They didn't show up. But who did show up were my external auditors unannounced. And so unfortunately, that area of the audit, we failed because we could not demonstrate that we were properly managing all those documents, proper timelines, proper destruction. And so it really taught me a lesson about the business and that industry, and that the customer service wasn't as good as it needed to be. So that really planted a seed with me. I was a little personally and professionally irritated.
Right.
And so here I am a few years later. I decided, you know, if they can't do it, great, I can.
That's right.
And so my wife and I were able to start this business 3 years ago. And I'm proud to say that our customer service is our calling card.
Yeah. So first of all, let me say thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
But also as you draw out there and as you explained, it was a pain point that was acute for you that immediately or through the process of time in two different scenarios, confirmed that this is a continual issue. Not just for you, but yes. For others. And that's important in business when you realize, okay, this is not a one-off. This is a continual issue. And now it's a local issue to me because it impacted even my business. Right. So you see those opportunities that exist. How did you settle on DeSoto Shred as a name? And why focus on shredding in the name and not some of the other aspects of document management?
Sure. So first of all, we love where we live. And so we wanted to come up with a name that would resonate, that people would recognize, here locally, that we are part of the community. And what better way to do that than borrow the name of your county?
Sure.
And it's a great name. There's a lot of history to the name. People go back and research Hernando de Soto and setting off into the unknown, and we were certainly doing some of that.
Right.
So very proud of, again, our name and where we're from, and it all links together. So the decision to name the company DeSoto Shred is just based upon that's what most people identify with.
Sure.
If you look at the major players in the business, a number of them incorporate that into their naming convention as well, because it's a very simple thing to understand. Most people recognize that when I need to get rid of a lot of documents mm-hmm. and there's information on there that I need to not share with others, I need to shred it.
Sure.
So that's the simple answer. The other side of that is it's a door opener. Right. Even companies that aren't familiar with full document management services are familiar with shredding. And so it gets us at least in that initial conversation with people like, hey, we can do your shredding. But what we want to do beyond that is have a deeper conversation. Well, what are you doing with your overall document management?
Absolutely.
How are you storing things? How are you timing it? It's amazing how many businesses will spend a good amount of money on storage units.
Absolutely.
Just to put boxes of paper in them. And we have ways, partners, where we can come to the table and save a lot of money and do a better job of protecting and managing those documents. So when they expire, they're just shredded automatically.
One of the things that people often do not calculate is that you can't store anything for free. Every space has volume, and every volume has a cost attached to it. And so even if you say, well, we're not using that part of the warehouse, just put it over there, suddenly when you need that part of the warehouse, you don't have it because you have a stack of boxes.
Exactly right.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. but we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
When you examine your clientele, who are some of the people that you've done business with as by way of business type where they need it and they don't know they need it?
Well, when it comes to not knowing, I think what we've seen happen quite frequently is it's easy to just put things in a storage building or a storage unit and forget about them. And so what happens is at the end of whatever the journey is for that business or that individual at that business, it creates a problem for somebody else.
Absolutely.
It's very expensive to solve that problem at the end of that journey, as opposed to having a good plan in place and managing it throughout the life cycle of that business. Where we tend to see that come into play a lot is with smaller to mid-sized businesses that don't tend to have a lot of storage space themselves.
Right.
And so larger businesses tend to have more places they can stick things and hide things, but smaller businesses just don't have the space. And so they end up taking on storage units and other types of things in order to stick these boxes. And our recommendation to them is save yourself a lot of money and hassle. Don't pay to store things you don't need to store.
Absolutely.
Put it into a storage system that's serialized and dated, and we can help you manage that and just shred things on cycle. More importantly is don't generate things to be stored that you don't need to store, right? So put yourself on a program where you've got an economical way of destroying that paper. A lot of places think they're going to shred themselves out of these problems, and these small, even the middle-sized commercial shredders you can buy, you still got to pay someone to stand there and shred that paper, and it gets very expensive to pay that labor.
Absolutely.
So our equipment, both our mobile equipment and our plant equipment, makes that very economical compared to doing it on your own. So these are all conversations we love to get into, but where we see it most is in your professional, small to middle-sized businesses that are in professional services. That's where we tend to see the most opportunity for saving them time, space, and money.
When you mentioned earlier compliance, talk to me some about where compliance and what industries compliance is the driving factor for. And then specifically, what are some of the spaces where people think they don't have to worry about compliance, but they really should be?
Yeah. So the first thing we all think about in our home lives is the IRS. You know, I have to keep my tax returns for so many years. So I've got them. I can prove that I've got them. So all your financial documents in business, there is a threshold depending on the type of work you do, how many years you need to keep your financial documents on file to be ready for an audit if something like that happens. So that's the first place we think about it. Beyond that, depending upon, municipal, state, federal law and the type of work you do, personnel files, customer records as well might be required. If you're a professional services firm, there's going to be things unique to your industry that might not be set in statute, but they're set by accrediting organizations. So we work with any business and their professional accrediting firms to help understand what are the specific requirements for you, and then let's put together a plan to make sure you're complying with that.
Right.
Especially with turnover, people coming and going. I mean, it's very easy to fall behind. And what tends to happen is an overaccumulation. Right. So people end up saving more than they need to save.
Right.
And this feeds into the whole conversation on paying to store things I don't need to store.
Right.
Even though there is information on those documents that we want to protect, the reality is you can destroy those documents and be free of that cost. Another flip side of this that we've seen come up a few times is recognizing that if you have kept a document for the life of cycle of that document that's required by regulation or statute, if you keep it beyond that, you potentially open up liability to your organization. And so we've run into situations where companies have kept employee records a lot longer than was necessary. And then later on, those records became something that was subpoenaed.
Right.
Because they still had them when they didn't need to have them. And so you open yourself up, if you aren't managing your documents right, to One, not having what you need when you need to have it, having what you don't need to have when you don't need to have it. And the reality is you're paying something
right.
to keep all those documents around.
Right.
So the opportunity is really to think about all those documents in a life cycle and how do I take as much cost out of that life cycle as possible? And that's where we try to assist.
So when you look at, or have an initial conversation with someone, do you feel or do you find that they regularly understand immediately what they need to keep or what they don't need to keep? Because it sounds like no.
Mostly no. There are the larger the organization, the more likely they are to have somebody at a corporate level that's responsible for their document retention standards. But most small, medium companies, they're just looking to do the simplest solution possible. But to your point, generally people don't think about this until, there is a problem.
Absolutely.
So our goal is to try to assist you with understanding those requirements early, to be the experts you can come to. And then also follow up with the great customer service and the commitment to the business. Because that's where I was let down previously, was not having a partner that was committed to being present and being part of that journey. Even though it's a small thing, it can cause big problems. And so our focus will always be treating our customers right, following through on commitments so that you don't have to worry about your documents. We can give you what you need to be sure that you're on the right path and you're saving as much money and cost as you can.
Now, talk to me about how digitization plays into compliance. Is there a scenario where if you have a digital copy of that document, you no longer need the physical one? You can go ahead and remove that. And then how does a well-positioned document management scenario allow you to keep those digital documents only as long as you need to?
Right. So in most cases, the answer is yes. There's a lot of caveats to that answer. But in most cases, if you're digitizing and you retain those in a secure way, you can digitize and remove the requirement for the hard document storage. One of the services we offer is digital archiving. So we have high-speed scanners. We can scan those documents. We can digitize them and securely store them. And again, there should be a retention cycle.
Right.
So that you don't have to maintain things you don't need to have. A lot of companies, once it's digitized, choose just to keep it. They never know what they're going to need later. But again, it's back to having a strategy and understanding what your requirements are and just not over accumulating things you don't need to accumulate. So it does change things. What I would say is the flip side of that is a lot of companies think that, well, I don't need to do document management because I've moved to all these electronic platforms and I'm doing e-signatures, DocuSign, things of that nature. The reality is at the front line, people are still printing. So even though it's online, right, when you sign a DocuSign document, what does DocuSign do at the end of the process? They email you a PDF copy. And in most cases, people are printing a copy for their records. It's amazing how often we see that happen. And so what we've seen in some of our customers' cases is that while their central storage isn't as large as it used to be, at the individual front desk level, at the cubicle level, there's still a lot of documents being generated that no one is really tracking.
Right.
And that actually exposes you to more risk
when
it's decentralized.
Right.
And you've got all these squirrel's nests of paper that are accumulating, and you need to have a good way to manage that and give folks an opportunity, an easy way to dispose of that securely when they know they've got something they no longer need.
When someone is considering changes in their business, closing location, moving from one facility to another, if a family moves, what's the first thing that people want to do? All right, we got to get rid of some of this stuff.
Right. Why move it?
Why move it? What's the right process for them to reach out to someone like you and say, hey, we need to handle 20 years worth of documents because we're closing down this facility and we've got 20 years worth of documents here. How does that conversation start and where's it go?
Yeah, so like any business, we just take leads from our website, word of mouth. The Chamber of Commerce does a great job referring folks to us. Surprisingly, one of the best sources we have for those types of leads are storage businesses because a lot of these businesses are storing things in these storage units. So we do a lot of these. Some of our competitors in this space don't really focus on that work. We've kind of found that we're good at it and we enjoy doing it. And it's amazing how many businesses do exactly that. They wait until they're selling the business or they're closing the location, and now they've got a problem.
Yep.
And it does cost a lot more to chew through that problem because we're dedicating a crew and one of our mobile shredding trucks to that site for a longer period of time. You've got to take people out of your business to review everything that's in those boxes and make sure there's nothing in there that we can't destroy.
Right.
You don't want to just, start throwing things into the shredder bin. But it just speaks to a good business that's managed its documents over time. Ideally would never have a problem like that. But the reality is we have a lot of customers that do have that looming problem. And so just make contact with us. We'll go over a variety of ways we can help you with that opportunity. We can provide a crew on site. In most cases, it ends up being an on-site project for a day with our crew, a crew from the customer, and we partner and we go through those documents together. We try to identify things that should not be destroyed, and everything else just rapidly gets into the mobile shredder.
Right.
And we resolve the problem.
So with your operation, you can both scan on-site and shred on-site.
Yeah, we'll scan off-site. So our scanners are stationary.
Got it.
But we'll transport those and then we'll shred them once we're done. So once we validate that the scanning has generated good files, we'll go ahead and shred those documents immediately so that there's no storage problem.
Right, right.
We want to get it done, archive, and then move on. In most cases, like we're talking about, there's no archiving necessary.
I mean, sure.
Most of these documents are well outside the span of time where you would need to retain anything. It just goes back to the point of the space and the energy and the time that goes into storing those things when they were out of date years ago.
Absolutely. And instead, so much better to manage them along the way.
Exactly right.
What was one circumstance or story that you've run into where you thought, this didn't really go the way we thought? This was much more of a challenge than we anticipated.
Yeah. So I'll share a recent one. So we had a customer recently that was not managing their documents as currently as they could have. They had a room in the back of their building that accumulated a large amount of material over a number of years. And this was material that in many cases didn't need to be stored at all.
Right.
So again, back to understanding, why are we storing what we're storing? But some of it definitely was required to be retained, but it was well past the retention period. And things were great. It was out of sight, out of mind. It was no one's problem, right? Till it was. And so what happened, a roofing repair had gone wrong. And then over the very rainy spring, late spring we had this year, a couple of water leaks developed right above the room where all of these documents were stored. So now you went from having hundreds of boxes of paper to hundreds of boxes of wet paper. Let me tell you, it creates a lot of headache for everybody. Yes. When that happens. Now you're running into problems with mold. You still can't just throw these things out. There's information in there that you don't want to have just in the waste stream. So it creates a drawn out process. You've got to pull in dehumidifiers. You've got to pull in fans. You have to go through a drying process. You can't run it through shredding equipment wet.
That's right.
So it created, because of a situation of not managing effectively over time, that large room of documents now became a much bigger problem. So we're experienced in these things. We jumped right in. This one ended up being a lot tougher than we anticipated. It's probably the toughest one we've seen. But we're committed to the customer, and we're working through that process. We're slowly chewing through all those documents as we get them dry.
Yes.
And we take it as a learning point for us and for our other customers. Don't let these things pile up.
Right. Right.
If they're not a problem now, it will be a problem at some point.
Sure. So for a business that's using your all services for data archive, digitization, and for shredding, and they're doing it on an ongoing basis, what does that look like?
Yeah. So a great example, we've got a law firm that's a partner of ours. And what we'll do is after they, in their internal process, they'll decide, okay, this is ready for archive and we no longer need this file here on our premises. And so we have a process where we'll pick those up, we serialize it, and we can maintain a database so they know what's in each box and we know what's each box, so we can immediately return that if they need it for some reason. And so it will then go into a storage process where we store it for them. We have climate-controlled storage where we keep it stored indefinitely or until such time as they have given us an expiration date for that particular carton of files. at which point they will then have us archive, and then we will shred at the completion of archiving.
Sure.
So they still have access to everything that they need, but they also don't have to tie up their space. Our storage rates are extremely economical compared to trying to do that in a storage unit.
Right.
And then when you keep it in a storage unit, how are you really going to manage that if you need something, right? I mean, you're going to send your secretary out to the storage unit to dig through all these boxes. We just have a better process than that. And so those are the types of organizations we work with that just we help them come up with a great plan.
Right.
They didn't have a plan before. They were literally throwing things in the attic. Just to get it out of the way. That doesn't help them. It creates a fire hazard. And so in our that particular case, our solution was great for them, and it was more economical than alternatives that they had.
Absolutely. When you think about the Chamber of Commerce, how has the Chamber played a part in your business?
Oh, it's been a great, what we would call it in the military is a multiple, right? So by being a member of the chamber, it exposes you not only to great professional development opportunities and networking, but there's a resource here that knows what's happening within the business environment of the city. And so, if we aren't paying close attention, the chamber is. And so it's been wonderful to work with the chamber staff who are constantly in tune with what businesses are doing, what businesses are looking at coming, what businesses are looking at leaving.
Right.
To your point earlier, when businesses leave a location, that's an opportunity to assist that business. And so by having a close partnership with the chamber, it just plugs us in. And we don't have to be constantly, out there trying to figure all this out. The chamber is our central repository of all that information. It's been phenomenal to partner with the South Haven Chamber.
Oh, that's great. One last thought that came to mind is, What is the sales cycle like for somebody who's never used a shredding company before? And they say, you know what? I listened to that interview and clearly I need this. How do they get started?
Yeah. So just reach out to us. Our website's desotoshred.com. You can email us at sales@desotoshred, or reach out to the chamber. Our directory listing's right on the chamber website. You can reach out to us through there as well. Getting started with someone that's never had a shredding program is very easy. We like to come in, do a quick audit, look at your facility, try to understand how many employees you've got, how much paper you're generating, how much storage you currently have, and we'll make a recommendation. We try to start small on the conservative side with our customers and then build up to a program that's the right program for that customer. Many of our customers are spending less than $40 a month to have a simple solution that works for them. It's not an expensive process, and you compare to what it was costing them to pay someone to possibly shred their documents. In many cases, they weren't shredding them. They were just filing them away for any day. It's very affordable. The other thing I would say is that, we are a small business and we have some great partners that we work with that are larger companies. And we have some competitors as well that are larger companies. And there are a lot of customers who are currently involved with those other companies. And I would just say, if you aren't experiencing great customer service from any provider, don't hesitate to challenge that current provider to improve. And if they don't, give us a call.
All right. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for joining us. And we appreciate you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat as we discuss business here in South Haven and throughout our region. We're so glad that you've taken the time to watch this episode. And we hope that you'll check out DeSoto Shred. And if you've got a ton of boxes sitting around, give Shannon a call. Thank you. I'm Aaron Cosworth. Have a great day.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.